Lesson 19. The zoo is open.
A zoo plan.
Tomorrow's Saturday. We don't have school. Let's go somewhere tomorrow.
That would be fun, but where shall we go?
What about the zoo? It has been closed all winter. Now it's spring, and the zoo is open. Let's go there.
I love the zoo. It has all kinds of animals.
It will be sunny tomorrow. We'll need our caps to protect us from the sun.
We'll need snacks, too. Let's take some juice and some fruit. I will bring them in my backpack.
I will take my backpack, too. I will carry pop and donuts.
Zoos protect animals.
Years ago, many zoos kept all kinds of animals in small cages. Small cages made it easy for people to see the animals. But a small cage is not a good place for an animal to live. Today, zoos keep animals in different kinds of cages. The cages are very big and open. They usually have plants and a little lake. The cages look like the animals' habitats. Zoos help to protect all kinds of animals. They protect animals in the zoo, and they protect animals in the wild. How do they do this? Zoos teach people how animals live in the wild. Zoos want people to help protect the animals' wild habitats.
Why should we protect animals' wild habitats?
Many plants and animals are going extinct. Extinct means that every one of a kind of plant or animal has died. The dodo is an extinct bird. There are no dodos anymore in the world. Scientists say that 74 different kinds of living things go extinct every day. Zoos are working together to stop animals from going extinct. A habitat is a place where an animal lives in nature.